He pointed toward the pool.
Perhaps she is hiding it from you. Perhaps she doesn't want you to suffer the way Jason did.
She?
Luke slowly turned to face the pool again. He did not see the thing that had reached for him earlier, only the silvery mirror of the water's surface.
Who is she? The phantasm I keep glimpsing?
The lady in the mists is no phantasm. She's as real as you or I.
Look for a throne. It's the throne of balance, upon which sits the course of the future.
Luke hesitated, suspecting yet another delaying strategy. But what they were implying about Jason, that he had been both more courageous than Luke and more wise, was too compelling to ignore. It was Luke's duty to investigate what had happened to his nephew, whether it had led to his fall, and that meant that he simply had to do as Ryantar suggested. Luke peered into the water, looking for anything that resembled a throne, and soon he saw it. A simple white throne in a brightly lit chamber. There was no one in it, but it was surrounded by 100 beings regal enough to belong in the seat. They were of all species, Bothans and Hutts, Ishitib and Mon Calamari, even Wookiees and Trandoshans, and they all had the easy bearing of old friends. But what caught Luke's eye, what drew him closer to the pool's edge, was the tall, red-headed woman at the center of the crowd. She had Tenel Ka's thin, arcing brows and full-lipped mouth, but her nose was her grandmother's, small and not too long, with just a hint of a button at the end.
Alana.
Luke did not say the name aloud. He felt guilty for even thinking it, but there could be no doubt. He was looking at a vision of Jason's daughter, perhaps 30 years in the future, and she was preparing to take a throne, surrounded not by the usual treachery and intrigue so common to Haven politics, but by friends from all across the galaxy, in a time of unprecedented camaraderie and trust.
I don't understand,
Luke said, turning to Ryantar.
Why would Jason be troubled by a vision of his daughter assuming her throne?
Because that's not what he saw.
It was the Given, Feral, who rasped his answer.
He saw a dark man in dark armor, sitting on a golden throne and surrounded by acolytes in dark robes.
Luke went cold inside.
A dark man?
He asked, thinking of the visions of the dark man he had experienced as Jason was rising to become a Sith Lord.
Himself?
Ryantar scowled over at Luke.
I doubt a vision of his own future would have sent him fleeing back to the galaxy. It had to be someone else's face your nephew saw.
A terrible thought occurred to Luke, as painful as a vibro dagger to the gut and just as frightening.
Me?
Ryantar shrugged.
Who can say?
We didn't see the face behind the mask. But Jason did, and he turned as pale as my exoskeleton.
Then what?
Luke demanded.
Did he return to the Font of Power? Did he change his mind and bathe in the Pool of Knowledge?
The two mindwalkers looked to each other and shook their heads in disgust, as though Luke's obtuseness were a great disappointment. Then Ryantar said,
He left.
He left the pool?
Luke asked, still struggling to see what had pushed his nephew toward the dark side.
Or do you mean Jason returned to his body?
He left the Maw. He said he had to finish his training.
He said he had to change what he had seen in the pool. He said it was probably going to kill him.